Thank you, Mr. Rickard.
Case number 11,142, James Michael Henry, south of Road 549, Old Carriage Road, approximately 530 feet west of Road 80. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Evening. You state your name and address for the record.
James M. Henry, 26496 Old Carriage Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
I'm here to request a side yard setback variance for a pole building that was constructed 8 years ago by Delmarva Pole Buildings. I had a house built at the same time. I was living in Easton, Maryland, and apparently the contractor put the pole building a little too close to the property line, and my neighbor has brought it to my attention, and I'm asking for relief. And I think the front corner of the building is 14 foot 6 inches from the line, and the rear corner apparently is closer to 13 feet.
Okay.
So it's an odd kind of variance that I'm requiring, 6 inches in the front and probably about 2 feet in the back.
Okay.
Apparently the building was built not parallel to the property line. It was built cockeyed.
Okay.
For whatever reasons. I wasn't there at the time. I was living in Easton. I recall putting a stake in the ground at the 15-foot setback in the front, and the only thing I can reason is that the builder put the first pole at that stake, and then by the time you put your 2x4 stringers on the outside and the metal in the corner piece, and that's where they measure from apparently, it pushed over to 14 foot 6 inches from the line. And I'm not sure what happened at the back corner. It just got built kind of at an angle. The uniqueness of the property, that the reason why the building was not set farther back from the property line is the lot is 130 feet in the front, and it narrows rather quickly to 62 feet at the back. And I was attempting to keep the garage as far close to the line as I could to enable access. I took a photograph of the building, if you're interested in looking at it, you can see.
If you hand it down, please, to
the
secretary.
I built it as far away from the line as I could reasonably do it without making it hard to get to by coming straight down the side of the house with the driveway. I still have to go to the left to get into the garage, but apparently I didn't offset it far enough.
Okay.
Is there an exceptional practical difficulty? Other than egress and access to the garage, that's the only thing I can think of that the narrowness of the lot is causing me right now. Possibility of development. The building's already there. It's been there 8 years. I got a certificate of occupancy from planning and zoning for it, and I wasn't even aware of this situation until it got brought to my attention by my neighbor. Apparently, he's been out there with his tape measure, and we've been having some difficulties lately, and he had 5 dogs at his residence, and he built bonfires in his front yard, and we've just had some conflicts, and I think he just was looking for something to pick on, and that's what he came up with.
Can I stop you there, sir? Did you say that there was a certificate of compliance issued by the county?
Yeah, I have it here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have that here with me.
All right.
Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? I would answer that as a yes. If I can't get the variance, I guess I'm not sure what would you actually have me do, move the building over or take part of it off to make it, you know, I can't imagine having to do that. But if I don't get this variance, I imagine I have to do something, but I'm not sure what I would do. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? I guess the answer to that would be yes, because I put the stake in the ground, apparently not realizing that the builder would not put it, you know, to maintain the 15-foot setbacks. Like I said, I wasn't living here at the time. I was living in Easton and wasn't there on site to supervise it or monitor it. And like I said, it has never even been brought to my attention that it was not the proper setbacks until just recently. And Effect on surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? I don't think so. There's other people in the neighborhood that have pole buildings. I hope theirs meet the setbacks requirements, but there are other pole buildings in the neighborhood. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? I only have a neighbor on one side. The other lot next to me on the other side is completely empty, so there's no one over there to that would have any impact on them. I can't imagine it being detrimental to the public welfare. My pole building's been there 8 years, and I've not had one complaint from any other neighbor about its location. The extent of the variance, I assume I've got to ask for the minimum of two feet just to ensure that the building, you know, is conforms all the way from front to back. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Like I said, if I don't get the variance, I'm not sure what I would have to do, tear the building down or what, but I'm hoping you'll see clear to give me the minimum relief I need to keep the building there, and hopefully me and my neighbor can get along a little better, not have to delve into these issues in the future. And your answer, your question C is the exact same one as far as I can tell, so.
It is.
That
it
needs
is.
To be crossed off or something.
Okay. But, have you had a survey done of your property before you started?
I do have a survey, and I dug that out after this issue came up. And it was done by, I had this one diagram done by Delaware Environmental that shows the garage having a 15-foot setback. So I was always under the assumption that that met requirements. But I looked at this other one that I have from Temple Sellers, who did a survey of the property later on,
right,
when we were getting ready to put a sunroom on the back of the house.
Uh-huh.
And it does show the building being 14'6" at the front corner and 13'9" at the back corner. So, you know, but it's in such small letters, you know, I didn't even notice it, but it is definitely too close to the line.
Okay.
But another reason why this has kind of probably slipped through the cracks, and I can't say that that's for sure one of the reasons, but I was acting as the general contractor for the house and the pole building, and there was no financing involved, so there was no bank involved, and they probably would have monitored those setbacks a little closer, mm-hmm, I would think, and that's probably another reason why this slipped through the cracks like it did.
So you obtained all the permits?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yourself?
Like I said, I got the CO here for the pole building and the house.
Okay. All right, sir. Are there any further questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Henry, looking at this picture that you submitted, is the fence on the property line?
Close to the property recently line? Put up a fence, and it's not on the property line. I stayed off the property line.
Is it your fence?
Yes, sir.
Did you get a permit to put it up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are we talking about the building being 13 plus and 14 plus feet from the property line?
Pole building.
Okay. So how close is the shed or the lean-to?
The lean-to is a detached lean-to.
Okay.
So I was told it only has to be 5 feet from the line, the detached lean-to.
Okay. And it is 5 feet then?
Well, I think it's about 7 feet, actually.
Okay. All right.
Did you build that at the same time?
What's that?
The lean-to as a pole
building? No, sir. The pole building was there probably 5 years
right
before I put the lean-to up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is detached. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Workman?
I just asked.
Okay. Mr. Reggers?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
No neighbor?
No neighbor. No seeing. Chair hearing none. I'll entertain a motion. No neighbor here.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,142 for the following reason, that the hardship and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been caused by the applicant. The county has issued a certificate of compliance, And I'm sure that he got a, a permit that said 40 in the front, 15 from the side, 20 from the rear. And I believe that's the reason that I won't approve. I would approve.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,142. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons, and I also think that there is a certain uniqueness and it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He is asking for a minimum.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Galloway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,142 is approved.